Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Kind of living like a blind man. Sick of sound of, I don't know the lyrics. And then this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me what I really am. This is how you remind me what I really am.
For a minute.
Cause I like you, sing stories. Welcome to Boston, everybody. We're back for another edition. CB alongside the one and only Donnie B. We're back in the house for another edition. Donnie B, how have you been since the last time I saw you?
I'm doing lovely. How have you been?
I'm doing fantastic.
I can see that.
We're having a good time.
Having a great time.
A little, yes. See, yes.
A little ahead of ourselves here.
Yes, a little bit. Yes, yes. It's our ritual before we start.
Struggle to get that word
nine,
out.
Have nine beers, yeah, beforehand. And had quite the interesting show last week. We're like, all right, let's just, we got our regimented topics. I think we just threw the script way out the window.
We maybe covered two topics. Yeah, we start off a 20-minute segment of just chaos. Mm-hmm. Nothing what we planned to do. But you know what? It was working.
It was good.
It felt good.
It felt really good. I felt it all the way right down, right around here.
Right in the nips?
Right there.
Right in the nips.
Yes. That's where it is. Yes.
That's what I thought. I thought I saw you poking out a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah.
It's feeling good.
I do. I get a little excited sometimes. I carve my initials in like a,
wow,
like a hot glass, you know, like, wow, a, you know, the, it's like a trademark
with the nips,
like the sticky bandits. They leave like a calling card.
Sure, Carl.
I just do the Cadillac C with my tit. Just go like that. Just go.
What are we doing? What are we doing, Ryan? Cadillac Carl.
That's it. Yeah. So I didn't get to ask you Happy New Year. It's
Happy
good
New
to
Year.
See. Yeah. What's on the horizon in 2024? Are you gonna need New Year's resolutions on tap?
No, you know why? Because every time I try and do a resolution, whatever that may be, fails within the first 3 days. So you know, my new Year's resolution is to not have a resolution.
Okay.
You know, I'm just gonna continue to live life.
Just live.
You know, take it day by day. Mm-hmm. Don't let the highs get too highs. Don't let the lows get too low.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, that's my resolution right
there.
What
about BJJ?
I'm still going to it.
Uh huh.
Still gonna be going to it.
I think I want to become a blue belt in 2024. I think that's my goal.
It should, because if I keep going, I'll be close to it, and you start before me.
Yes. I got to,
by the time this airs, I should have my second stripe.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like one class away, so I'll have that. So if I keep going, I should have probably my blue by like between August and like October.
That's what I'm thinking, because it's like they say it's 100 classes total, I think, to get it.
Yes, I think it's what it is. And
you can log on the app. It'll tell you how many classes
I think I'm around like 30 right now.
I don't know.
In 4 months.
I'm three stripes and three like check marks after three stripes. So
okay.
If I get going more consistently, but I have to get like, I took a little like a week or two off because of the holidays and all that.
Of course.
I went back and I did the warm-ups and I thought I was going to throw up.
Those warm-ups after the warm-ups, when you do the second class, like on, was it Mondays? I did the two classes.
Uh-huh.
Those warm-ups are so unbelievably hard after doing the first class. I think I'm going to die. I'm like, how am I going to do a whole other class of this stuff?
Yeah. But I'm like,
here we are.
It's good. Yeah.
What
you've been doing it for a while. What's your favorite kind of move or thing to work on?
I just like when we're up close and cuddling with each other.
I mean, I love that too. I just love feeling the sweat of like,
I'm a grown man.
Right in my face. Yeah.
Like, shit's pretty hot.
And you rub against each other a little bit.
We are back on our HBO Max segment.
Oh, yes, yes.
I don't know. I feel like I don't know too much yet to, like, know what my favorite thing. I just go there and I just try to survive.
Yeah.
Not
I like
to die.
I like side control. I get in the side control and, do my thing, I think.
You know, the best part is that regardless of you're in side control or mount or whatever, you still can't take me.
I think I can. And I think we're still going to have this match. We're going to prepare
and do
three rounds. We need to decide what the parameters are. We're going to do.
We got to figure that out. Yeah.
Three rounds or something like that. I don't think we'd do five.
No. Three's pushing it right now.
I think we'll be able to take it to the ER if we
go. Yeah. We'll stick with three.
All right.
I mean, I'll probably wreck you by one, but you know, we'll build two in there as fillers. Mm-hmm. We'll do three.
I think I'm pretty good at surviving. I got to work on the offense, but I think my defense is pretty solid.
I guess the viewers will find out shortly when we do this.
I'm looking forward to it.
You better be ready to go. You better be ready to go. It's gonna be embarrassing.
It's gonna be a lot of eye contact. Look right. Yeah, we're gonna try not to laugh.
Whispering sweet nothings into each other's ears. Like we do on the mat.
Tell me sweet little lies.
That's the thing. I can't even like roll with you. We're out there doing our thing, and you're like whispering like these like sexual innuendos in my ear.
We always laugh like our ass off because I'm like literally on you in missionary position.
It's something.
Yeah, it's something. It is.
But you know what? I love it.
I love it too. I get a kick out of it. It gives me like. I got a great workout. I'm like cooked afterwards.
I mean, that's the thing. At the end of the day, regardless of how you feel you're doing or not, it's a workout.
Do you think you'd ever compete in a tournament once you get to like at least blue belt?
I'd have to get to blue belt to maybe consider it. Like right now, no. I know there's like white belt competitions, but like I feel like
I would think I'd join I'd be afraid about the white belt competition getting injured. Like some of the, like if you like go like Randori with some white belts, like well, some of you get like beat up pretty good.
And that's the thing. It's like right now, obviously, you know, like there's a lot of, I mean, I know it's like the martial arts, there's a lot of like respect and stuff. Like you've been going for some time, people start to know you. They're not going to kill you. But then you go up against someone from like, you don't know who they are. They don't know you. This guy gets me an arm bar. Is he snapping it?
Is he going to snap it?
Is he going to snap me in the middle of this gymnasium?
Yeah. That's why I'd rather go against like an experience, like a black belt, because I won't get hurt. They'll put me to sleep and strangle me, but I won't.
Yeah.
They'll do it gently in a charming
exactly.
way.
Exactly. You go
the most humane
random.
Kind of submission ever.
Yeah, like, you go against someone trying to prove themselves. I'm like, my arms will be bent the other way.
Yeah. Like I go against some white belts and I'm always like hyperextended arm or like, I'm like, land on my head to get flipped over.
That's something I would have to think about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ready for it though now. No
I think
way.
I would try at least once. Like, see how I gotta get better. I'm not, I would get eliminated in like the first match.
I'll tell you what, if you do it, I'm coming to watch.
Oh, yeah.
I'm coming to watch. No,
they
doubt.
Have them all the time. I get them like, I get ads for like targeted ads for them now.
Did you sign up for any yet?
No, nice. I gotta wait till I'm ready. I'm gonna go to train. I gotta put a training, a 12-week training camp in.
I mean, you're what, three stripe?
Three, yeah.
So you're one away from the advanced classes.
Yeah.
So I think you're ready. You're almost ready.
I don't think I'm ready.
I think you're almost ready.
I'm going to go to Jackson Wink in, was it New Mexico or something like that? Have John Jones train me or something like that?
Yeah, good luck. Yeah. Good luck with that.
I'll get there. He won't show up. He'll be like, you know, doing coke off the bathroom floor or something like
that. Who the fuck's showing up? Who's Carl?
Who's Carl?
He comes in. What's happening?
He just comes
like,
in.
I'm out. I'm
he
too
just
sober
comes
for
in
this.
After he's like got his pajama pants on and head kicks me and he goes home.
He just sleeping face down in his mat.
He just teabags me or something like that.
I would pay a very good amount of money to see that.
Oh, my God. But that's something I like to do. I'd like to try it at least once. Not saying I'm going to win, like, a tournament. But
you know what, though? I believe in you because you're the type of person who will do that one day. You've done stand-up comedy.
Stand-up condoms.
Stand-up condoms. You've done a lot of random shit in life. And now that you're doing BJJ, I feel like you would absolutely at least enter once to entertain it. See what it's about.
And if I don't do well with the BJJ, I have to drop one of the J's off. That's all. And just
tournament. God, what tournament are we at right now? Some Ron Jeremy function.
Anywho. So honestly, we're neck deep in playoff season. NFL's playoffs.
Yes, we are.
One of my favorite times of the year.
It's good.
But it's also a fun time, you know, as it's legal and publicly able to talk about now. Sports betting.
Yeah.
Hot time right now. I wanted to ask you, what is your kind of strategy when it comes to sports betting?
So for all the kids out there, don't follow my strategy. I try to find the retirement payout.
Uh-huh.
So I'm parlaying the most ridiculous shit. I'm like, what is going to get me to be able to call my boss tonight and say, don't ever look for me again.
So you're doing like a 25 leg parlay with some ridiculous stuff.
You know, it's funny. I did it. So I think the max, I don't know if it's like that on every platform, but on BetMGM, I believe the max is 20 for a parlay.
Okay.
And earlier this year, I did a 20 game parlay for college football, and I am nauseous because I hit 19 of
the
20.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'd have to look at what it was, but I remember the one that missed was one of my biggest favorites. It was like a Power 5 team against a non-Power 5 team, and I missed. And that was disgustingly hard. It was like a $5 bet that would have paid like it was. I forget what it was. But it was over like $10,000. Not to retire, obviously, but
that'd be a hell nice of a weekend. Payday. Yeah, yeah.
So
you just do money line, like picked winners, and
I usually do strictly money line. Sometimes I'll you know play with the spreads.
Yeah,
but they're hard.
They're very hard.
But yeah, I missed one team. I went 19 for 20. And like I said, the one that I lost was like one of my highest, like favorite teams. Mm-hmm. And that killed me. I was nauseous. So I'm a parlay guy. I like the parlays.
I like parlays, but I'm more of a money line. The only time I'll do over unders, I'll do like basketball. I'll try to go in like the fourth quarter of a game.
Well, there's no fourth quarter in hockey, buddy.
Well, In basketball, okay. No, but in the third period in hockey, and I'll see, all right, for hockey, let's say the over-under is 6 goals, yeah, and the score is 3-1. Yeah. I'm like, all right, it's the third period. Do I think in the next 20 minutes we're going to get to, like,
6 goals?
And I'm like, it's harder to score a goal. It's not like basketball where you can score 20 points.
That's why I say, when I only do, if I ever do a spread, I usually do it with basketball, particularly college basketball, because I love March Madness.
Yeah,
because I think spreads in football are so hard.
Yeah,
like I'm not good at the spreads in football. So if I do a spread, I'm sticking with basketball. And like I said, specifically college basketball.
It's so tough.
It is.
And that I've won some money and I've lost a lot of money doing like in college basketball. I'll go to the second half and there's 2 minutes left, and I'll just pick an over or under. Like, do I think they're gonna like the total might be 150 points, yeah, and the score is like 90-20 or something. I'm like, do I think we're gonna hit that? And I'm like, these kids can't do that. These are like some scrub Division II teams. Right? And a couple of times they have. And I'm like,
yeah, be careful too, especially in the end of the game when they do the intentional fouling. It's just the foul shots.
I'm literally screaming, yelling at like North Dakota State, some random school.
Know anyone on this team?
Fucking
asshole. Do you ever do baseball?
I made money line. You know,
I like baseball. I do money line too, but I also like. Like, do you ever do like first five?
No.
Like the first five innings?
No.
You can do like over under for like first five, mm-hmm, or whatever. And that's always fun. Because mm-hmm. I feel like in baseball, I guess I could be wrong, but I feel like sometimes in the beginning of the games, usually you're more like relaxed, like not a lot of scoring. And then it turns on. I mean, I guess it depends. I don't know. You know what? Everything I do usually fails. So
the
don't
first
listen
five
to
is
me.
Good because unless your starting pitcher has a horrible game and gets pulled out, like usually a lot of scoring comes on when they pull the relief pitchers.
Exactly. So you have like a Garrett Cole type or like a Kershaw out there. They're usually dealing for the first 6 or 7 innings. So I usually like my chances in the first five, but I definitely lose more than I win.
So do I. I think a lot of people do. That's probably why, you know, some of these casinos clean up pretty good.
That's why there's casinos, because they know more times than not people are going to absolutely fail at this.
Like, where do they get their data, like their analytics, to like figure out these lines here?
That I'm not sure. I don't know how that works. And I try following these like betting like gurus.
Yeah.
It's funny how they always hit when I don't use their stuff, and then when I use their tactics or their picks, I don't win. Like I don't get it.
It's like odd sharp. Yeah, there's I'm a just lot. Not... Or Barstool's got all those guys too. Mm-hmm. It's tough. I'll stop for a while. I'll be like, I can. And then other times I'll just like, all right, we're gonna double down on this.
Dude, it's so hard. I usually bet like a heavy in the beginning of football season, mm-hmm, and then we're like about like week 8. I'm like, well, I haven't even broke even yet, so I'm probably gonna chill out and relax for a minute.
Well, you could also just like stitch together. Like if you see like a schedule where it's like, you know, the Arizona Cardinals versus the Ravens.
That's the worst.
And stitched together. Yeah, it's always like.
I'll add my parlay. That thing, I'll parlay. I'm like, okay, I'll add the Ravens to it, and the Ravens will lose.
Yeah, it'll be like the one that's game crazy. They lose. It'll be like, an example would be like you'll laugh at this. The Eagles, when they were playing the Jets, it's like, all right, this is a layup. They should win this. Like,
or the Cowboys playing the Cardinals.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing. You stitch those two games together. Right, Eagles should demolish the Jets, and
they should have demolished the Cardinals.
Yeah. All right. Great. I'm going to stitch those together. I'll make a little bit of money on it, but they both lose. It's just like, what is going on?
I try and sprinkle last minute, like give me a couple more dollars here, more dollars, and that's what gets me.
Yeah.
I get too greedy, I guess.
Yeah. Or like I hear a lot of people do well with the anytime touchdowns.
See, I don't. Oh, anytime.
So there's a lot of people that Isaiah do, like, Pacheco anytime touchdown. Like,
there's people that do even harder. I don't understand why they do it, because I never ever get it right. But they do like the first like score, first touchdown
tough.
Score.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
I mean, I guess if you really get an Excel spreadsheet out and look at a team and figure out, all right, 62% of the time, the first person that scores on the Chiefs is Travis Kelce.
That's my problem. Like that. I'll go off that. I'll do it, and it's not going to hit.
It's yeah.
It's not going to hit. So I don't touch that. I don't touch that. It doesn't work in my favor.
I'm always convinced there's a science behind it, but I think it's...
I'm sure there is.
I don't know.
I mean, at the end of the day, too, you got to think, it's Vegas. How much of things are controlled, if you know what I mean?
Wink and a nod.
You know what I'm saying? Think about it. You win a little too much at a casino, they're kicking you out.
They will, yeah.
Even if you're not doing anything shady.
They'll bring you in the back with a hammer and smash you.
Yeah,
like
even if you're
finger,
doing
yeah.
nothing shady, mm-hmm. you win a little too much, you're gone.
Yeah, that's,
so
yeah.
That's one person. Yeah. I'm like,
I swear, I'm not doing nothing. I'm not even, counting cards.
I think even if I go to a casino, I win fucking $2 million that night. I'm like, well, look at everyone else in here. They're all losing.
Yeah.
Why are you kicking me out? You're still making a profit.
They got to pay the water bill. Yeah,
exactly.
Pay for the chandelier bill or whatever it is.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
So we're talking about baseball a little bit, and yeah. I didn't get your opinion on this, but the Ohtani contract, like $700 million. What do you think about that? And most of it's deferred. So he's the new Bobby Bonilla.
So he's taking $2 million, I believe it was, right? No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, $2 million for the next 10 years. And I believe that's what, $68 million a year is going to be deferred at the end of this contract?
Yeah, so when he's like 39, he'll start getting $68 million a year.
So it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, I feel like it's cool now. But when that contract is, like, can you imagine paying a guy $68 million to never even come to your facility?
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to be, and then they also got that Yamamoto guy, what, 10 years, 325 or whatever he got. What's the luxury tax these guys are paying?
Probably like they must have like a ridiculous line of credit with the mafia or something like that. How do they afford all this? Sell all the hot dogs you want, dollar dog night. How are you going to pay for these?
I'll tell you what though, I'm very excited to watch the Dodgers go like 500.
I would have loved it. I would pay
all that money. Like I think the Dodgers have, especially now, have officially passed the Yankees as like the most hated team.
I think after these
sales or mm-hmm. these whatever you want to call it, nothing more would like make me happy is to watch the Dodgers like hover around 500. And the thing is too, it's like, what's his face? Ohtani's he's essentially just a designated hitter this year. He ain't pitching.
He can't pitch. What is he coming off? Tommy John.
Tommy John. He's not pitching. He's not playing outfield. And this is the second time he's got Tommy John. So it's like, how does he recover from that?
I think it was terrible.
I mean, for him, I hope he does. I think he's a great guy. He seems like a really good person. But, like, two Tommy Johns on that same elbow, like, what's he going to be another year? How old is he right now?
I don't know.
Late 20s?
Yeah. But, I mean, you think, all right, 39, those guys, like, at the end of those long contracts are never the same person. Ryan Howard, not the same person. Cliff Lee, not the same person. Albert Pujols, not the same person that when they signed those.
Alex Rodriguez.
Not the same person, yeah.
Probably Bryce Harper eventually. I love Bryce Harper.
Yeah,
but like,
but
I mean,
I don't
39
think
is not 29.
No.
You know, it's just
no,
not. It's not. It's just not. So, yeah, a lot of these backloaded contracts, and I'm like, it's a lot of money for guys either A, not going to perform, or in Ohtani's case, won't even be around the team.
So, you know? Let's make a bold early prediction. Do you think in 9 years from now, he's still worth that contract? Do you think his contract is worth it overall?
Yes and no. Yes, why you're actually using him as a player on your roster. There's only $2 million. But $68 million to pay a guy a year for what, 9 years, whatever it is, to not even be at the facility? I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, if they end up winning a couple World Series, I'm sure they're like, screw it, it was worth it.
Is it worth it, though? Let's say you win one World Series. Is it worth it?
That's the thing. Honestly, even if you win one, it's probably not because you just won one, what, a couple years ago without him.
Yeah.
So I think for it to be worth it, you would have to probably, in these next 10 years, is probably win at least 3 to 4. And do they do that? I don't think so. They might win one.
It's so hard to
It is. And in between injuries and stuff like that, they might win one. But I think for that to be worth it with him and Yamamoto, you need at least 3 in this next 10 years.
You have to be a dynasty and say, all right, that was worth it.
You need to pull what the Giants did. What, 2010, 2012, 2014? Those three championships in the San Francisco Giants?
Yeah, or like the 90s Yankees.
Yeah, yeah, winning 4 in a row or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
In this next 10 years, they need a minimum of 3 championships, I believe, for this to be worth it. And if they don't get that, I think it's just a massive waste of money because I think you could have piece a team together in different ways to be just as competitive or, you know, close enough to it.
You can get some real, like a whole bunch of really solid players.
Didn't they say Ohtani's
really good $100 million players?
Yeah. I mean, didn't they say Ohtani's contract is worth like 29 of the Oakland A's teams?
Yes, I believe that.
Yeah.
I saw some meme. It was a guy, Jonah Hill from Moneyball, saying the A's just called. They offered $1 a year for 700 million years.
Yeah. 700 million years.
I'd pop for that one.
But yeah, his contract is 29.
The A's offered him 700 million years.
But yeah,
it's Jonah Hill on the phone.
Yeah, we got you. $1 a year for the next billion lifetimes. But yeah, he's worth 29 Oakland A's payrolls.
That is insane. And we don't know what's going to happen. Well, the A's are definitely going to Vegas.
They're going to Vegas, obviously, but think about it. That's 29 payrolls. Think about like the team that the Dodgers could have pieced around them, like a very solid, competitive, championship-winning team.
Bullpen, bats, like all that. Like,
and you paid that for one guy, and then you paid over $1 billion for two guys.
You better hope these guys don't get hurt or they don't lose their stuff.
That's the thing. You said you got Ohtani, who's had two Tommy Johns. The other guy's a pitcher. I'm not wishing it on him, but, I mean, there's obviously the risk of Tommy John. I feel like almost every pitcher now like ends up having Tommy John.
Yeah. Don't they say you come back better after, or you come
you
back
can.
Stronger?
They say
that
you can actually even throw faster after it.
I guess they put like they take a ligament from somewhere else. And you're...
I think they take it from the other arm. I could be wrong on that, but I think they take like another piece of the ligament from like another arm and put it to the whichever one is in need. So, like I said, three championships minimum. I think for this to be worth it, and I think even Dodgers fans would say we will. Yeah. Because we just won one without both of these guys.
Sure,
it was was that the COVID year, 2020, they won it?
I think so, yeah. So, yeah, 21 was the Braves.
And then
22
was
the Astros, unfortunately.
And then 3 was the Rangers.
Yes.
Was the Rangers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think they need at least 3. If not, I think you consider it not worth it. Especially except when you're paying some guy $68 million for almost a decade after the contract ends.
I think the deferral is smart on the organization's part because I guess they're going to think like the TV money 10 years from now is going to be double of what it is now because that's just how TV rights go.
Yeah.
And if they just take a bunch of money every year and put it into some kind of crazy interest fund or something like that,
I'm sure there's a plan.
They have to have some kind of plan to save up for
it. I mean, you're talking now for like what, 20 years, these first 10, possibly. And then the next 10, paying a luxury tax, right? It's a lot of years. I mean, the luxury tax could be, who knows what it, I don't know what it is right now. I don't know if it's like out there yet, but it's a lot of money.
I don't know. Yeah.
Lot of money to pay a lot to not have these players playing.
We will absolutely see. But another contract that's worth a lot of money, that's now dead money, or apparently will be a lot of, we didn't talk about this, but Russell Wilson is allegedly moving on from the Denver Broncos after the season. So come March, so in 8 weeks or so, we could see the end of Russell Wilson in Denver already.
It's kind of crazy to think that this might go down as, like, if not the worst, top three, top five worst trades in NFL history. I mean, when you think of the draft capital, the players, and then potentially you have the Broncos looking at, what, two losing seasons, and you gave all that up? Terrible trade.
They're putting. They did like I don't know, a couple $100 million in upgrades to their stadium too. So they're dumping a lot of money out there.
Nothing's going to show for it. They're not even going to get a division title out of this.
They're going to start over. Again.
They traded all this away and they have nothing to show for it. I couldn't imagine being a Broncos fan right now.
They might be set back for like 10 years at this point.
It's going to be a lot, and if Sean Payton don't figure it out, he's going to be gone too.
He'll be gone.
Did they trade for Sean Payton?
They traded something
to the
Saints draft.
So they traded for their head coach. They traded for this quarterback, and they have nothing to show for
it. That's pretty bad.
These are two worst transactions I think a team could have made in like what, 2 seasons?
That general manager should be fucking thrown out of the league.
Who is it now?
I don't know.
What's his face anymore, right? Elway?
Elway is like the team president or something, but I don't know if he does the football operations.
There needs to be a massive reorganization because that franchise is so badly run right now that I don't know how anyone's keeping their jobs.
I don't know, but I mean, they went from 10 years ago being a powerhouse with Peyton Manning, won a Super Bowl, went to two Super Bowls, won one of them. And were a consistent playoff contender for all those, what was it, 3 years, three, 4 years, something like that.
You could almost say they're like one of the worst teams in football. And I'm not saying for like record wise, but for everything that they've done trade wise, money wise, and to put out the product that they did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's him. Like, the Panthers are the worst team in football right now, but they don't have anything.
No, they could just, you just gut people and get some players, yeah, and they're back good as new. Yeah.
You're trading this away. You're trading that away. You're trading all these picks and players and putting all this. Wilson has one that, what, was it a fully guaranteed contract
something
or close
ridiculous.
To it?
Yeah, $37 million
for
year
what?
Or something.
Seven wins this year? Yeah. And what did they have last year?
Not good.
One of the worst, yeah, they're one of the worst teams in football when you factor in all these other things.
So, what do you think's next for Russell Wilson? To go back to Seattle.
I was going to say that because, I mean, does he go back to Seattle? I mean, he'll be technically.
Did he leave on bad terms with Pete Carroll and company?
That's the thing. He did leave on bad terms. It seemed like he didn't want to be there, but he'd technically be a free agent. So I guess he's free game for anyone. Seahawks, they look at, like, do they see a future with Drew Lock or Geno Smith? I think
Geno Smith's old.
Like, he's good. He's okay, but I think they maxed out their potential with him. So do they, you know, bury the hatchet and say, hey, all right, let's figure this out and come back, a little reunion? Or what other fringe playoff teams might be around? Does he go to,
him.
Like, the Saints? I don't think Derek Carr. I mean, what's Derek Carr's contract? Has he got a big contract?
And he's older, too.
And he's not good. They're not that good.
No.
Could he go to the Saints?
Could go there. He's not going to Tampa. They found new life with Baker Mayfield.
What about the Falcons? Desmond Ridder's not the full. I don't think he's the long-term solution.
Yeah, he can go down there.
So where does he go? Patriots. Chicago Bears.
Bears will do it because Bears are known to throw stupid money and make stupid decisions.
And if I'm the Bears, though, I feel now this could come back and be the worst take of all time. We'll find out. But if I'm the Bears, I'd almost consider taking Russell Wilson over like Caleb Williams because I don't think Caleb Williams is anything spectacular, especially over Justin Fields. So I think if you trade away Justin Fields, you get Caleb Williams. I feel like you're still stuck in the same issues. So do you go with a veteran for the next 5 or so years and Russell Wilson and see what you can get? Because Caleb Williams, I don't want to hate on the guy, but like I don't think he's this massive upgrade over Justin Fields, especially in the same type of system that he's going into.
No, that or where you can go where the second place where quarterbacks go to die, the Washington Commanders. He could end up there.
Steelers?
I think they were pretty committed to Kenny Pickett.
You think so?
I don't know.
You know? There's a lot of options.
Yeah.
There's a lot of options I think he could
go to. One of the dog shit teams. The Panthers, he can go to any of those teams. But I don't think he's going to go there.
Go to a rebuild. He's going to go to a team that's either that's like a quarterback away from like competing in like at least in their division.
Yeah.
What about the what's the face? Who's the quarterback right now for the Raiders, Aiden O'Connor.
You can go to the Raiders, and that'd be kind of fun. You go to Vegas, maybe you get the Jimmy G deal, where you get that that special exclusive club access.
Yeah, it kind of brings up another point. What are the Raiders going to do with Jimmy G? He's on their contract, but they benched him for a rookie, and he hasn't even seen the field since
a while ago. Not even like a week ago, like a while ago.
So what are they going to do with Jimmy G?
I don't know, but I think you have to let Antonio Pierce build his own kind of make his own destiny. So wipe the slate clean if that's what he wants, whatever it costs.
So. There's a lot of if it wasn't for what's his face coming back, Aaron Rodgers, like I said, the Jets could take
Jets,
a flyer on it.
They would, yeah. But that guy is made of magic or something. I don't know what kind of prescriptions he's getting.
Yeah, he's on some voodoo shit.
He's literally practicing. He's like they could activate him on Sunday. But
I could be wrong with this one. Did the Giants initially have interest in Russell Wilson when he was about to get traded, or am I making that up?
I think so. I thought they. Eagles and Eagles didn't. They had Jalen Hurts since 2020, but I think the Giants possibly.
And I mean, look at
they just shot their load though on Daniel Jones. They're stuck with him for a while.
Yeah, sure. So you wouldn't go there. I mean, there's teams. There's definitely at least a handful minimum that he could go that makes sense. I think if he goes to the Saints probably win that division every time he's there.
Because that division's horrible.
It is. Might be an under 500, potentially could be an under 500 team.
Yeah, I mean, if I was him, he's got maybe a couple of good years left. And this is probably his last shot in the league. Yeah, if he fucks it up again, he might be just a backup or out of the league. So he's got to pick his cards, play his cards right.
I could see the Saints, depending on what they want to do with Derek Carr. If you're the Saints, you got to look at it and be like, just our you know, our ceiling with Derek Carr?
I think it probably is. I mean, I feel like Baker Mayfield is playing like this is his last shot to play in the league.
He is playing a lot better. Yeah, like if he
knows if he, I know I had to start him a few times, like, yeah, and he wasn't bad.
He wasn't bad.
19, 20 points, something like that. But yeah, it's, if he knows if this didn't go well in Tampa, he's out of the league and he's playing in the XFL or whatever.
Or he's going to just accept a backup role,
yes,
for the rest of his career in the NFL. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see. I'm actually kind of excited to see what happens with Russell.
It's, it'll be interesting 2024 season. Yes.
Yes, it will.
For sure. So switching gears to the Octagon a little bit, we're coming up on a big milestone pay-per-view in a couple of months.
Can't wait.
UFC 300.
Hell yeah.
So if you're going to plan your, right now, I'm giving you the pen to book your fantasy UFC 300 card. Who do you want to see on that card? Maybe you don't know matchups yet, but what stars do you want to see on that card?
Well, I do know one matchup that I'm very excited for that just got announced recently is, I don't know if you know, it's the one I called out here back in the early days of Boston Out when you asked me, who do you think is the next up-and-coming star? Mm-hmm. And before he even had his first amateur fight, who did I say?
Bo Nickel.
Bo Nickel. Mm-hmm. So Bo Nickel, the GOAT.
Since that episode, I've been following him. I didn't know who he was before that.
The Contender Series?
Yeah, and then like I would text you while he's on. I'm like, he's on. He just knocked the guy out in 20 seconds.
It took you longer to send that text than his fight lasted.
Yes.
So he just got announced for UFC 300. I don't know if it's prelims or main card, but he's...
Oh, it's prelims. I'll get it for free.
Yeah. So he'll be on there. I think, and I'm not trying to be biased, I think Bo Nickel could fight for the championship right now. I've never seen a wrestling prospect like him.
No.
And you don't usually see a lot of wrestlers that can also strike like he can. But it's all right. I know they're taking their time with him. That's fine. But I'm very excited about that. What I am surprised about, I forget the main event. I know the main event is announced. I can't remember who it is. But UFC,
the main event? Did they talk about Chandler and Connor doing the main event or a sub-main
event? The whole Conor McGregor thing's been weird. I don't know what's going on with that.
I think he's on steroids, and they're waiting for it to wear out of his system.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And that's what they're doing. They're trying to fuck around the system. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But so you see him, he's jacked. He's huge. Dana's like, all right, well, we got to wait till it's out of your system so you can pass the drug test.
Yeah, you can't pull a John Jones.
Yeah.
But what I'm surprised, because they announced for UFC 299, is Sean O'Malley.
You would think they put him on.
I thought that would have been 300, especially when the whole McGregor thing fell through initially. I was like, why is O'Malley not 300? And Chito Vera.
Because there's like a history there.
There is
a cold-blooded feud. Like that would be a perfect seller right
there.
That's
O'Malley's only loss, and that was because of an injury.
And they hate each other.
Yeah.
It's a fun one.
And just for that, that's what I also love is we can pull up the our old videos here.
We can, yeah.
I said Bo Nickel. You said Sean O'Malley, and I absolutely, at the time, forgot about that. And I was like, I love Sean O'Malley. Yeah. I was like, that's a great pick. And
holds a belt now.
I'm one of my favorite fighters. Mm-hmm. O'Malley is a champion. I truly believe Bo Nickel is going to be a future champion. And we called that out, 2 years ago?
It was like one of our early episodes.
Episodes.
Before he was even fighting.
That's it. Nickel didn't even have his amateur fight yet.
No.
He didn't have his amateur fight yet.
No. Yeah.
He just graduated from Penn State and declared he was going to go to UFC.
Yeah.
So I'm cool with I love Bo Nickel be on that card. I wish Sean O'Malley was on that card. As far as who else would I love to see on there, I mean, I know there was the rumors of McGregor, which I'm not a big McGregor fan, but the dude he sells pay per views.
I think that's the ultimate. I think Dana will love to get Chandler and Connor in on that card to pay off their feud they've been having 5 years at this point.
Yeah, I love some Poirier.
Who do you put Poirier against?
I don't know, because I think I don't know. There's this Instagram called MMA Uncensored.
Yeah, I follow that. Yeah,
but I don't know how accurate some of the information is at times. But there was one thing at UFC 300, Justin Gaethje versus
Holloway
for the BMF title.
Yeah,
but if that'd be cool, I think Gaethje's always entertaining.
Oh yeah,
that's a tough dude right there.
Yeah,
and I know he won't. He just fought in the last card, which what's his face? Dude's all tatted up. Is it Connor? I forget. Garbrandt? Cody.
Cody Garbrandt.
Cody Garbrandt. Yeah. That dude, I have not seen many guys who could hit harder than that guy.
Oh my God. He's like a little mini Mike Tyson.
If he didn't fight, I would say
if he didn't have injuries, I mean, he held the belt for a little bit back in 2016 through 17.
Yeah.
Dillashaw clocked him twice. But I think if he didn't get hurt all those times, he could have had a much different level star.
I agree. But yeah, I would hope, I mean, I guess to answer your question, I was hoping that Sean O'Malley would have gotten the nod for 300.
Yeah, I would hope so. But I would love to get John Jones out there again. Yeah. Like, when is he tear his pec or his bicep? That's like a 9-month injury.
Yeah, I don't know what's good with that. Hold on, let me see. There is the, let me see what the main card is right here, because I think it was announced.
They announced a couple of fights.
Oh, no, it's not announced. It says TBD. Never mind. So, back to your point, I wonder if they're waiting on the Conor McGregor situation.
I think so, because I don't think Conor McGregor fights in anything less than the main event. Because
right now, what we have right now, what's confirmed, is the number 2 versus number 5 light heavyweight is Jiří Procházka.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Versus, what's it, Rakic? Rakic?
Ratchik. Rakic. Ratchik. Yeah.
Oh,
like that.
I didn't know this. I don't know if this was recent.
Pereira.
Aljamain Sterling.
He's on there.
Against Calvin Kattar.
Oh, Calvin Kattar. Yeah, Calvin Kattar's good. So yeah, that's probably number one contender's bout, the winner.
And it looks like Bo will be on the main card.
Oh, the actual pay-per-view card.
Yeah.
Good.
So
hey, he should be. Who's that guy?
Cody Brundage.
I have no idea. He'll probably strangle him.
So that looks like that's the only three right now, but it looks like those are the main cards.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the main card's what, 5 fights?
Usually 5 fights, yeah.
Need one more plus the title fight, unless there's 2 title fights.
They'll probably have 2 or 3, if I had to guess. But Dana White said, when you see this card, even the prelims, you're going to say, holy shit, that's a prelim. Like, he's like, I'm going to stack the shit out of this card, is what he said.
He's got it. It's a big number.
You have to, yeah. I remember 200 was like...
So who do you think?
Pretty much WrestleMania. They had like Brock Lesnar on the card. They had Misha Tate was on the card. They had Daniel Cormier and Anderson Silva. John Jones is supposed to be on the card, but he like failed a drug test at the press conference.
Of course he did.
They had to fly in Anderson Silva off the couch. Like, he was literally eating pizza the night before. And
definitely didn't make weight.
Yeah, they had Cain Velasquez or something. It was just like, yeah, wild. So we'll see. I'm sure they're going to do something similar.
So there'll probably be 2 title fights then. It looks like
who's available? Yeah,
Bo will probably be the first fight of the main card.
Yes,
and then you're gonna have. Do you think they throw a women's fight as a co-main event?
They have to, yeah,
because it wasn't on the last one.
It
depends what's coming on two. So what was last time? 296. So we have 297. Yeah. Is January, February is 98.
March would be 99.
And April. Okay, yeah. So yeah. I mean, I guess it depends what those shake out to be, but yeah, it's definitely going to be 2 title fights at the top, a co-main event.
I think so. Yeah, we'll see. It should be fun.
It should. But real quick, what weight class hasn't had their as a main event yet for UFC? What have we been waiting on?
A main event weight class.
I'm trying to think.
Well, heavyweight... hasn't in a while because John Jones has been kind of playing like grab ass with everybody. I'm going to come back. I'm half retired.
Yeah,
now he's hurt.
I'm trying to think of like what they're going to do.
Light heavyweight, you have Pereira, and he's due for a rematch with Hill.
But they're not.
Who's hurt?
Are they fighting? Oh, so he's hurt. Yeah, so that's.
I think he had to vacate, right? Because he got hurt.
Did he vacate?
I should do my research before
I
do this.
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, we're trying to spitball this here.
It's all the Miller Lights, yeah.
You know what? We'll figure it out. We'll see what happens. But you know what? I'm not, what's the word I'm looking for?
A style bender. Yeah, what's he? And he's kind of floating around there. But since he lost, he kind of took a hiatus. But they might try to lure him back, throw a payday at him.
With Pereira?
I don't know about with Pereira. Oh, to go up and wait again? Because, you know, he did do the one fight.
They fought twice now,
against
right?
Against Jan at light heavyweight. Yeah, they did.
Oh, you know who might?
They did.
When did Volkanovski last fight? He might be coming up, right?
Now, would they have him in a different weight class? Maybe light heavyweight?
I think he's...
Or not light heavyweight.
No,
lightweight?
I think he's going to stay back in his...
He's just going to own featherweight forever?
Because every time he's gone up, he's lost.
He's held the belt for how long now, the featherweight?
I think if he won when he went up, he probably would have moved up.
But what
did he lose twice now?
After
moving
like
up, So I think I wonder if he's coming up. I don't know what 297 through 299 are showing, but I wonder if he's going to be 300.
Yeah,
we'll find out. We'll figure it out.
He sure will. Yeah.
It's going to be a great card, regardless.
It sure will. Let's keep this moving a little bit. All right, a couple of fun. We got 3 more segments left. Actually, we'll just kind of... All right, so if you had an unlimited budget for a weekend, I'm giving you a black card to do whatever you want for a weekend. What are you doing on that weekend?
Can I time travel?
You can do whatever you want.
Because I kind of want to time travel.
And where are you going?
Maybe just back like 20 years. And I want to just...
2003, 2004? Yeah.
And I want to take... I want to bring back Blockbuster. And I want to get every video game, every... I'm nostalgic for stupid times like that. I miss Blockbuster. You might have a Blockbuster again? You can't tell me like... If you name your top five memories or feelings as a kid, Blockbuster's in there. It's got to be in there.
I worked there for like 5 months. Oh, and I hated it, but I could see that. Yes, there is some kind of...
I want a Blockbuster.
Do you still own a DVD player or a VCR?
I have a VCR, and I guess technically my DVD player now would be my Xbox.
So I guess you could still pick out a DVD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Two movies in a game, some popcorn and candy, and it's a Friday night.
Some popcorn, some bunch of crunch.
Yeah, you get like pizza, Domino's delivery
or something like that. And you have a sleepover, like, and that sounds like ridiculous now, it's like a 32-year-old.
We're in our 30s, we're going to have a sleepover.
But you know, when you're in middle school, like you and your boys will like sleep over, you play like Super Mario or something.
Yeah, Mario Party long. Or like GoldenEye.
So I miss those times. Like get a couple like large pizzas, you go to town at a Blockbuster, and I'm probably just buying to play everything that's in there.
You could. And
that's what I would do.
I mean, all that money you could open. I'm surprised nobody tried to do that. Open a video rental store in 2024. Like, as in like a...
But you know what it is? I think just because, especially on these systems now, you have like the online marketplace.
Yeah, like who's buying or renting stuff now? Like physical
No one's
media.
Renting.
Yeah.
No one's renting and no one's... people that buy, like I said, they don't really have physical copies because the convenience of just powering up your Xbox or your PlayStation...
It's all right there.
And you have every game that's ever been made... And you can buy it right there without ever leaving your bed.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
like, that's it. I mean, that's why I don't think that would ever, unfortunately, ever make a comeback.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's nothing like you order a couple of pepperoni pizzas, you get a little red wine, maybe a little dark chocolate, you order Pretty Woman, you know, bring it back.
You order a Pretty Woman?
You get the tape.
Ladies, that's his take, not me. You guys are not objects.
No, not like that. Order the tape. The tape. I sound like I'm 75 years old. We're gonna watch a tape.
I miss it, dude. And we had it right there. Remember where the T-Mobile and the Moe's is now?
I worked in that one, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I missed that.
Stack the DVDs on
what
the
year
shelf.
Did that stop? Like 2007?
I worked there in 2006. They probably around, I would say 2010.
Is that what it was? Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, it phased out probably 2008, started downtrending, and then like 2010.
The last one I think I ever being in, they had one in East Windsor. It was open until 2012. And I remember I saw a closing sign on it, and I went in there. I was working at somewhere at the time, and I went after work. I'm like, let me just go in there and poke around one last time.
Dude, it's sad. I mean, think about it. I love Blockbuster. I can still
smell
it.
There's one left. There's one left in Bend, Oregon.
Oregon, I'll say, yeah. I can smell it. Like, I can still smell it when I walked in there. Like,
that butter and carpet
the popcorn,
smell.
Popcorn, the carpet, and like those old dusty DVDs.
Yes, yes.
Video
and
games.
The plastic on the case, it was like that slimy plastic.
You know, it sucks that like we didn't realize that we were living in the good old days. Because Blockbuster was one of the greatest businesses. I don't care if it's scientifically true or not, like with their balance sheets and whatnot. My very like opinionated opinion is one of the greatest businesses of all time.
It's definitely a novelty because like on paper I could say, why would I get my car and drive there and pay, you know, $5 to rent one single movie when I can log on to Netflix and I've got
whatever you want.
And if you got Netflix, Hulu, and a bunch of other services, you got every movie you could ever think of
and same
on
thing
your
with,
remote.
Same thing with the video games. You open up your marketplace. Every game that's ever like essentially been made is you can buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need to leave the house. You don't need to leave a bedroom.
We're like spoiled with too much now and too much ease and access to things that it's just not like
not the same.
I think the fact that you had to get in the car, it's Friday night, you get there.
It's part of the experience.
You got to make a selection. Yeah. You can't get 500 movies. You can get one.
You
got to
make a decision right now.
Two movies or one game and a movie. One game and a movie is what mom or dad said we're allowed to have. So we got to pick out what do we get? We're going to get GoldenEye or we're going to get like.
Remember I got Beavis and Butthead on Sega Genesis? I remember I got that from Blockbuster.
That was your choice? You got one game to rent? You're going to
fucking
Beavis
and Butthead on Sega Genesis. Yo, Sega Genesis was an awesome console.
I still have one. Yes.
I have all my systems from Sega Genesis up until the new Xbox. I have all my systems still.
Oh my. We should do like a throwback video game night on Twitch or something in Boston.
100%. I still have my Sega Genesis, my N64. What do you have that?
I've got a Sega Genesis that, so they re-released it a couple of years ago. And I bought one of those. I got, actually, I think I have two of them. I have one on my desk over there that still works. Dude, you play like Mortal Kombat. System. I've got PS2.
I'll bring the N64.
The AD actually gave me that PS2. That
I remember saying that.
Yeah.
I'll bring the N64.
Yeah.
You have a Sega Genesis. Real quick.
You know my wife will join us because she's like, oh my, I mentioned she's like Mario Party. She's like, oh my God, my brother had, I used to love playing that.
All right. So you're going to need a babysitter that night.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have all the old Mario Parties on Nintendo Switch online.
Yeah, but you got to play it on the old school system. That's part of the experience.
Okay. So we're going to make sure you get a babysitter that night.
Yeah.
And so your wife can join. And we're going to do this.
Uh-huh. Mario Kart tournament or something.
Do you
like
remember
that?
On the Sega, because I still have it. I don't know if you did on Sega Genesis. That one disc cassette, whatever the hell it's called, that six pack had six games on it. Had like Street Fighter.
So. Yes.
Like
yes.
Sonic.
It was like Yes. It was like
a six pack. Imagine trying to buy a disc now that's six games. It'd be fucking $5,000. You pay one price.
And with the graphics today, it would have to be like 100 terabytes of space on disc because the quality of games is so ridiculous
now. Dude, I missed that six pack. I still have it. It was like I said, I know Street Fighter was on it and multiple others. And oh my God, I miss Sega Genesis. What? We're going to have to do that.
But yeah,
to do that.
Sonic 2. And,
get a babysitter. See what your parents are up to one night. But yeah. we for content.
Mm-hmm.
And we get some pizza. We'll make our own Blockbuster.
Make our own Blockbuster. That was their slogan too. Make it a Blockbuster night.
That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna make it a Blockbuster night.
Yes.
We'll film it. We'll get pizza. We got
our pajamas.
Drinks of choice.
Yes.
Get a pajamas. Your wife will join us.
We get some sleeping bags. You know,
we're gonna have to do it.
We're gonna make it like a. I guess we're gonna have a sleepover.
We gotta do
Boston
it.
Out sleepover.
We're going back to middle school. We're doing it. Let's do it. I'm in. That'd be awesome.
Love it. Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yes. Love it. All right. So let's. So two more things here. This was a fun one because I was coming through YouTube and I found a clip of the Pimp My Ride show. So if you were going to pimp a ride, and we'll give you that black card you get for the weekend again to make it a Blockbuster night, what kind of car are you pimping, and what are you doing to it?
Honestly, yeah, right? I feel like I would do it on some, like, piece of shit car because I feel like when they did these upgrades to these cars, it instantly devalued them.
We talked about this off air.
Yeah. So I'm not going to get like a Ferrari and then instantly drop it by like 50%.
Put a fucking fish tank in it.
Yeah. I'll just buy the Civic you had back in Modell's days.
Yes.
Get whatever year that was and I do that.
That was an 01 Civic EX. Yes.
And I feel like it would make a lot more sense with that technology in it than if I bought like a Porsche or a Ferrari. I'm like, let's do this. So yeah, probably like an old ass like Civic and then just throw whatever the hell in it.
Oh, I would. Yeah. That would be fun. I would totally like get a van.
That show is so ridiculous. Oh yeah. Like, what's that Ford? The Transit van?
I would get a Ford Transit van and just like,
flat screens on the other side.
Put a hot tub in it or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, just so you can splash and destroy all your technology. Car just erupts into flames.
Oh my God. But it'd be fun for those 15 minutes. Yes.
It would be fun. It would be fun. See, that's what I would do. I'd take an old, like, beat-up car and not, like, devalue, like, an actual nice car.
Or I would try to recreate the van from Dumb and Dumber with the fucking dog.
I thought you were going
to
say something different.
A slam van from Californication.
Bros.
All right, we're going to wrap things up with our signature segment of the evening. How much would you need to be paid?
All right.
Okay. First question. How much would you need to be paid to eat some expired meat out of the refrigerator? Let's say it's like 3 weeks. It's got a little blue and green on top.
That's disgusting.
He's got a price.
What kind of meat? Ham?
Is it that's like lunch beef. Meat or is it like steak?
It's lunch meat.
Lunch meat.
Like low quality lunch meat.
I'll say like a steak we could like put on the grill and like kill the bacteria.
Well, steak, actually, if it's got bacteria, you could trim it off, dry age steak, and
true.
You can grill it. It's probably actually really good.
Since I'm definitely going to get sick. I'll take like a grand.
A grand, you're going to shit yourself, definitely.
Whatever,
sure.
But I'll have a grand.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Give me a grand.
What to get some old turkey from Acme.
No, you got $1,000 too?
You could, I guess, if I really just want to like waste my money, yeah. How much would you need to be paid to hack into a company's computer system?
Well, you can give me all the money in the world. I'm still not going to be able to. I like password.
You get some nerd or something like that knows what they're doing.
Well, who is this company?
I don't know. You tell me.
Is it the fucking government? Because again, there is some levels here of punishments.
Yeah, if you're gonna lock it, like hacking the local like convenience store, like 7-Eleven, and you know,
and I'm
take
assuming
the lottery,
that,
winning lottery ticket numbers or something.
Now, you didn't clarify. There's definitely a possibility I get caught.
Probably you can try to get away with it, but how would you try to get away with it? You can go like public library.
I think it depends. You know what? It depends on the company. If it's the federal government, I mean, this is going to be millions.
You might go to jail for life.
For life. Yeah. It's going to need to be very steep. But if we're talking about like the local fucking like off brand, like CVC, CVC, that what it's called? No, CVS.
Yeah. Like the local pharmacy CVC's or something. Yeah. You're stealing prescription. Like,
yeah. Give me like, if it's like that, give me like 50K because there's still some legal problems with that. But if you're telling me it's like the government, That's gonna be some Jeff Bezos money or Bezos, whatever his name is.
Yeah,
that's gonna be something high.
And you wanna like try to distance yourself from that. You're gonna like, I'm gonna pay you guys, but you're gonna take all the heat for it if this goes.
Yeah,
down.
I'm gonna be a fall guy.
Yeah,
because this is some serious shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's gonna be steep depending on if it's the government or not.
The CIA shows up at your house, be like,
I know nothing.
Sunglasses on.
I'm not answering that door.
They will kick the door down.
I'm carving.
They're throwing a brick through your window.
I'm covering a hole as I'm gonna go into my neighbor's fucking condo.
Yes.
And then run out their door.
Yes.
There's gotta be a way.
Oh my god. How much would you need to be paid to skateboard down a half pipe?
I can't even stand on a skateboard, let alone a damn half pipe. A lot, because I know the second I drop in, it's instant broken collarbone or something. I'm going face first. Mm-hmm. Give me like a quarter mil, because that's gonna hurt.
What if you could practice? You get like a little.
No,
one?
I don't even want to do that because I'm gonna get hurt the very first time.
What if you get like Rob Dyrdek to teach you how to do it?
I don't care who teaches me. You never master anything the first try. So that very first attempt, I'm eating shit.
Yeah.
Quarter
mil.
Quarter mil.
But you could just slide on your tush and be all right. Yeah, you wear a bunch of padding, dress up like a fucking astronaut. You got like a whole helmet and like puffy suit on.
Quarter.
Quarter mil. All right. Quarter. I'd probably do it less than that. Depends on how big the half pipe is. I get up there.
Half pipe's a half pipe.
Well, how big is that? They got smaller half pipes like a local skate park. We go to the X Games where it's like 30 feet high.
Well, you didn't specify that. Are we doing X Games where it's 900 feet tall?
Well, for this case, yes, it has to be the X Games.
Okay, it's quarter.
Yes,
quarter million.
All right, quarter. Yes. All right. How much would you need to be paid to go nude in a public sauna?
and it's definitely not allowed, right?
No, it's not allowed.
So I'm definitely going to be on a registered list.
Well, you could, but it's all adults in there, so it's just like...
What if you don't get caught? There's no risk of being caught.
Okay. No risk. Just some embarrassment.
No, yeah, they have those like Korean spas where it's like the men's section, you have to be.
All right. Well, since there's like no risk of being arrested, because I'm not going to get caught, just give me like 5K.
5K to just pull it all off?
You know what? Yeah, you know what?
500, just rip it off. Yeah.
1K.
1K?
1K.
I don't know. Yeah, I think I'd probably just do it. I do it for a laugh. And let's say it's allowed.
Well, you're not saying, if it is allowed.
It's allowed. It's absolutely allowed.
Well, you said I just wouldn't get caught. It's not allowed.
All right, it's allowed.
It's allowed? Yeah, it gave me like $100. Because I don't have to worry about needing bail money.
Yeah, no bail money. It's like it's like preferred.
We want you in there butt ass naked. We actually encourage it.
The front counter is like, we
you take that shit off, boy. Yeah, give me. Yeah, I'll do it for $100.
Be like, all right, I'll do it with you. We'll match them. Pull our dongs out together. Yes.
Where are we going with this? Not anymore if you're doing it with me.
Yes. How much would you need to be paid to tell a date that you're into a bizarre fetish at a dinner table for like on your first date?
Yeah, what's this bizarre
you tell
fetish?
Me.
I don't have a fetish. Like, I just like to get in and get out.
Yeah, that's it.
You gotta
make up something. Like you're really into feet or like something like that.
That's not bizarre. It is weird, but just, a lot of people are into that shit.
What's like a bizarre one?
Scat. Is that not bizarre? Think about 10 year date. I like to get shit on. Imagine telling her that. Is that not bizarre? That is a pretty good one.
You got to tell your date on the first date that you're into fucking getting shit on.
All right, well, I'm going to need my tab covered for dinner.
All right, fine. Whatever you want to go.
And
I will pay for that. If I get an earpiece where I can listen to this conversation.
So pay for my tab and throw me like $500.
$500? All right, yeah. That's pretty affordable.
Yeah. Cover my tab. So you're all in about like $650, $700.
All right. Under $1,000.
Under $1,000, you're all in.
Somebody that you're in. I mean, I'm in shit on my face.
This
is like Impractical Jokers. Like you have to you have to fulfill the mission.
Like you love Two Girls, One Cup.
Yes. Okay. Yes. You're like really into that. Yeah, so you got to be casual about it. Like you're
yeah,
at the.
Yeah, just got to talk. Just gotta like, slip
hi,
it in
how
there.
Are you? I'm Shelly. Hi, I'm Brandon. You know, what are you into? I got a brother and I work, you know, at an accounting firm.
And I like to get shit
like,
on.
And you're like, well, I work for the state government and I like to get, you know. Really
shit on every shit Saturday on. Night.
Yeah, yeah. So
yeah, so we're all in under a G.
And all right, that's pretty.
We'll give you an earpiece so you can listen in.
Okay, very good. All right, we got one more question.
Let's
here.
Let's do it.
How much would you need to be paid at that same dinner table to excuse yourself from the date because you jizzed yourself? You have to tell her that.
Wow. Well, that's gonna obviously lead to a lot of questions of like why and how did that happen?
Hey, look, you're out at like. A local pub, you know, having a like a some hot wings.
My date is like, is I'm on a date, you said?
You're on a date.
And
the
she's
first
like,
time
fully
date.
Covered up. She's not even like, nothing's hanging out. I'm announcing to her or the
you
whole
have to,
bar?
No, you have to tell her. Be like, tell I'm sorry. Her. I gotta be where I just jizzed myself. I gotta right, go
that's
clean up.
That's gonna be a little more.
Pure embarrassment.
I'll do it for $1,000.
Depends on the girl. There might be a girl who's in like a
you
real
know,
sense
I
of
mean,
humor. She'd probably like die laughing.
Yeah, that's very true. Depends, but I'll do it for $1,000.
$1,000.
$1,000.
So $2,000, you tell the girl you're into getting shit
I'll
on.
I'll tell
and
guy shit on, and then 5 minutes
the
later. Oh, excuse me. I just finished in my pants. So you're all in for under $2,000.
That's pretty affordable. I think we can crowdfund that. You have to get on the
five K.
Just jizz my pants.
This
get us some fucking Creed on the touch tunes machine.
Yeah, can you take me higher? Comes on. And I'm like,
my sacrifice.
You have to say I'm sorry.
Yeah. Now we are now entering the Impractical Jokers world here. A little bit more R-rated.
Oh my god, yes, yes.
All right, so we're all in now with all this for under $6,000.
All right.
Under $6,000.
$6,000.
About $6,000.
And I get a few laughs out of it.
So pay it out, bro. Yes. I'll do it this weekend.
I'll take out a loan. I'll put it on my Discover card.
Explain that to the wife.
Yeah.
What did you get?
Don't worry about it. I just made
it. It's an investment.
Yeah, it's an investment.
I'll let you know in 10 years what
happens. Really good
with
content.
It.
Yes, yes. I don't know who would sponsor that. OnlyFans or something like that.
OnlyFans.
Well, I think we're out of time here in this crazy edition of Bossing Out. But get us on social media on X or whatever the fuck it's called now, on Instagram, on TikTok, and if you want to get a glimpse on YouTube. Otherwise, kick a little flavor in here on Apple, Google, Spotify, and of course, our friends Deezer.
That's right.
And we'll see you next time for CB.
Donnie B.
We'll see you next time on Bossing Out. Peace.